Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakit Peris. First and foremost, let me inform all of you that both the West Indian team and the Zimbabwe team are still stuck in India after they completed their Super 8 game in the World Cup T20. That's purely because of the Middle Eastern war. Both teams, that's both Zimbabwe and West Indies, were scheduled to fly via Dubai, being the gateway through the Middle Eastern airspace back to their respective countries. And we all know, because of the recent war that is still going on, the US-backed war against Iran and Israel, the airspace is closed. So these two teams are stuck in India. Let's remember them in our prayers this morning, that they will soon be able to leave to their country. But I assure you, the ICC is working 24/7. That's the information I have, to have the teams sent back to their respective homes. Now, there is also the Pakistan team that has been playing against South Africa. The women's team are suffering the same fate because they can't get back to Pakistan. They've completed their series against the South African, both T20 and the one-day series. They too are stuck, because they are also using the Middle Eastern airspace to get back home. Sri Lanka is playing against the West Indies today, the women, in the third T20, and we envisage the same problem Shamari Athapattu and the girls will have to get back home, because there again, from the Caribbean to Sri Lanka, they have to use the Middle Eastern airspace. We sincerely hope that the ICC and the organizers will be able to sort this matter out ASAP. Having said that, let me also state that today Sri Lanka women will play against the West Indies women in the third T20. The World Cup, bit of a slumber today, but tomorrow comes the important game, and that too is at Eden Gardens, where South Africa will play against New Zealand. And on the 5th, the second semi-final scheduled to be worked between England and India, and they will be playing at the Wankhede Stadium. A recent statement that has come from the South African camp is that they've been, you know, taken for granted as chokers, but that is in the past. They are very confident of beating New Zealand and getting to the finals in their home ground almost, which is Ahmedabad. Whatever team that comes, they say, they are up for the challenge. So those are very encouraging words. Let me also remind our listeners that, you know, that Sri Lanka was scheduled to travel to the United Arab Emirates to play in a T20 and a 50-over game against Afghanistan. The scheduled tour has been put on hold. That's because of the Middle Eastern war, and Sri Lanka are negotiating to see whether they can shift the game into Colombo. But the problem is the Afghanistan team is stuck in the United Arab Emirates. So we need to keep our eyes focused on that as well. And there's also doubt for the Pakistan tour of Bangladesh for their T20 and one-day series, because Pakistan has indicated to Bangladesh that due to the current war factor, they might not be able to tour Bangladesh for this series. Bangladesh, in turn, has made a comment that they are helpless and they will have to depend on Pakistan deciding whether to come for the series or not. So not a very good day as far as news is concerned, because of the Middle Eastern war, in all honesty. Well, we are having a few problems in transporting the respective players, but most important is the security of the players is much more important than cricket, that's for sure. We'll keep our eyes focused, but do join me and Lakit Peris again tomorrow at the same time, where we bring you more of the latest on our podcast here on www.goforgold.lk. I'm going to play two songs for you. It'll be on Somba as a dedication to what's happening in the Middle East, where lots of people have sadly, died, and the congestion that's taking place due to restricted airspace for travel. Thanks for listening. Get your headsets on and listen to two wonderful songs for your listening pleasure.